We're on.
Okay, Rebosa. You look at the beginning of Simen Kuf Tzadi. The Mechaber repeats something that he said at the beginning of Simen Kuf Pei Gimel. Dvar Torah eina isha matama v'lo asur lebala. I mean, neither for tuma purposes nor for the isurbia purposes is a woman nida. Ad shetar yashiyat adami psar, unless she feels the dam coming out of her. But v'chachamim gazra al kesem shenimtza v'gufa o b'vigdeha shitmeya v'asur lebala. However, if you drop bottom, they were gozer if she finds a stain on her body or clothes that she is both tmeya for tuma tara purposes and asur to her husband. Afil lo gisha, even without Hargasha, Mephila Badka, Atzma Matzah Torah, and even if she checks herself and finds she has no blood, she's Tmeya Midrabam because of the stain. Okay, before we get back to, let's just finish the sentence. Utricha Hefsik Tarish, a Tibdok Atzma, but Timotze Torah, Vecharga, Timna Shimikim, Chotzbi Yom Amtsiya, Ki Ilu Rasa Badek, and she's Borla Kamish, Shimikov Tzaribab. Says the Machaber, Midrabam, there's this Tumma of Chsamim. And she needs a hefsek taran shivanakiyam, just like a regular riya. Which Rishon is he paskening against? The Rambam. It's a machlok, it's Beis Yosef, it's Machlosi, the Rambam, and pretty much everyone else in the world, whether Chumrat Rabbi Zeira applies to Ksamim or not. Right? So the Rambam says, there's no Chumrat Rabbi Zeira by Ksamim. She finds one small kesem, then she's only a nida. She doesn't need shivanakiyam. But all the other Rishonim disagree with him. They say Chumrat Rabbi Zeira applies to Ksamim. That's how we paskin. Even if she finds one small kesem that only came out in one moment, nonetheless, she needs Shem Nekiyam. And that's the accepted halacha l'maisa. Basically, there's no difference in what a woman needs to do when she finds a kesem versus when she has a Re'iyah.
So until now, when we've said Re'iyah, it could have been a kesem?
Yes. Yes. Not for Vestos purposes. Let's see, the very last Sif will tell us that some don't count for Vestas. So, maybe no, most of what we discussed. Okay, but in terms of what we haven't seen yet, Kof Tzadivav, how she has to be with herself is the same, whether it's Rabbanim Kesem or Daraisa Re'iyah. So let's take a look at this page of Gemara I handed out to see exactly why Ksamim are not Tamei Mida Araisa. So if you look at the Gemara here, this is the beginning of the 8th Perek of Raah Kesem. So the Mishnah says, if she finds a kesem, she is tmeya. Mishnah doesn't say, this Mishnah at least, doesn't say anything about the rice or rabbanim, etc. If you look at the underlying part of the Gemara, on Nun Zayin Mebez, Amar Shmuel, Badka Karka Olam, V'yashva Aleo, Matzah Dam Aleo, she checks the ground, and she sees it's clean, and she sits on it and gets up and finds dam. I mean, it's clearly dam nida from her body, because she checked the ground, sat on it, and they got up, and there, right where she sat, was a drop of blood. Tahora, Shanamar, Bivsara, Chitargus, Bivsara. She is Tahora, because the Torah says Bivsara, only if she feels in her basar. Over here, maybe Damnida came, menstrual blood came out. Since she didn't feel in her basar, it doesn't cause any tumah. So here, it seems very clear, Shmuel says, why? The Gemara later on will explain that, okay, Midrabana, there were gozer, but Midaraisa, it is Tahora. So, why is she Tahora? The simple shot of the Gemara, and most we've shown in what the Mechaber says here, is because Midaraisa, there's a requirement of Hargasha. Why? It's exeris akasim. That's what the Torah said. The Torah, Hashem could have said, dam nida matame, but instead he said, dam nida matame, only on the condition that you feel it coming out. If you don't feel it coming out, that's just not what the Torah talked about. That is the pashut pshat. However, this is not famous as a Tosfos Rid. Very few things are famous as a Tosfos Rid. But if you look at the Tosfos Rid here, I'll probably tell you who it is famous. In the name of, says the Tosfos Rid, the only Rishon who says this clearly, that I xerox on the bottom of this page, Perek Raah Kesem, Amar Shmuel, Badkei Karka Olam, Yashva Olam, Matzah Dam Tahor, Shneir B'Vsara, Chetargish B'Vsara, Perish. What do we all think it means? It means she has to feel it coming out. It's just xerox akasim of feeling. Perish, Davkim, Hergisha, V'yada, Sheyotza Dam B'Vsara. Hergisha doesn't mean feeling, it means knowing. Only if she's sure the Dam came from her. But if she doesn't know that it came out of her body, like you find on the ground, she's Tahora, because maybe it didn't come from her. The Omer lo badka yafe. Because maybe, now what does the Gemara say? She checked the ground was clean. It's like a white floor. She checked it was clean, she sat down, got up, there was a red spot of blood. So, says the truth, Tosfos Rid, a bit of a dochum shot, says it doesn't mean feeling, it means knowing. She has to be 100% sure that it's from her body. But here, she's not sure it's from her body. Why? She didn't feel it. Maybe it's not from her body. How to get on the floor? Maybe she didn't check the floor well and it was there all along. was always there. Okay, says the Tosfos, written not like the simple pshat of the Gemara, it's not that you need to feel it. It's that feeling is just a hechitimsa for being sure that it's from her body and not from someplace else. Really, the Doraisa is that it's only Tuma Doraisa if she's sure it's from her. Not if she checked, but didn't check so well, which she's sort of sticking to the Gemara, and it might have been there all along. Okay, this would be similar to what other dinim d'oraisa only apply for sure, not if it's probably or 90%. What? What'd you say? No, dinim d'oraisa. That nothing to do with Nida. For example, right, the Gemara says, Asiri vada v'losi v'safik, right? Maisa v'hema is only kaddish v'doraisa if you're 100% sure, not if you're 95% sure. Mamzer vada v'lo mamzer safik, right? Meaning we have many dinim d'oraisa with the tanai that it's only for 100% sure, so here only for 100% sure. So if you ask why are ksavim not d'oraisa, so, the pshat of the Gemara, and most Rishonim, and the Mechaber, is that it's just because she didn't feel it. Because she didn't feel it coming out. Okay, just exerus because you have to feel it. But, says the Tosfos Rid, no, the feeling is not what's important. It's because she's not sure it's migufa. That's why a kesem is not d'oraisa. She's not sure it's migufa, and the tanai is she has to be sure it's migufa, such as if she feels it coming out. Right? Because the feeling is not important, it's the being sure that's important.
Are we assuming that Tosafot is only saying that there's one requirement, dafka?
Yes, because he's sort of reinterpreting this line, is that, but we'll get to it. There's a big Sidrei Tara, and Aris Simmons have cut inside a Gimel, very famous. It's like 10 pages long. So it's a good, like, Shabbos reading, like when you have a lot of time. Who claims that Rashi Tosos and the Rush and other Rishonim hold this way. It's not clear. Right? So this is also plus Sidrei Tara, Bidas, Rashi, Tosfos, Ve'od. So, and he would be against the Mechaber, and he'd say, no, it has nothing to do with feeling, it just has to do with being 100% sure. Now, there might be a big nafkamina, meaning what if she's 100% sure, but better case, she put on underwear, she's 100% sure it was clean, and then she finds blood right in the right place. She's 100% sure it's migufa, she just didn't feel it coming out. According to the Tosfos Rid, the Sidrei Tara, within the opinion of some Rishonim, she beats Me'ed Oraisa. It's a big nafkamina. Why is it such a big nafkamina? Because you'll see, Ksamim, not always Tamei D'Rabbanan, there's a lot of exceptions. The exceptions are more than the rule. But there's a third opinion. The third opinion is what the Chachmas Adam says, and the Sidrei Tara says, the Das HaRambam, the Chachmas Adam, and the Sidrei Tara, the Das HaRambam, he says, no, there are two conditions. It's only d'oraisa if she felt it and she's sure that it's migufa. Right? He thinks the coolers are both. No, even if she felt it, if she's not sure it's migufa, then it's not d'oraisa. Even if she's sure it's migufa, if she didn't feel it, it's not d'oraisa. It's only d'oraisa if you meet both conditions. Where does he get the idea there are two conditions? Because of, if you flip this page, you'll see the first thing is a Mishnah from one daf later. You know, if you flip the real page, then you've also gotten this. The Mishnah says, V'tolim chol dov sheyichol litvos. When it comes to a kesem, you can attribute it to anything. Ad kama tola. We'll get that soon. Yucholi Galil Hotzidamri Zotola, right? She's Tola if her husband has blood, if her kid has blood, if she has a wound that's closed but could get scraped and the scab will come off and bleed. Maisa Bisha Achzbalath Ne Rabbi Akiva. Maisa happened. This woman came to Rabbi Akiva. Amrlo Raisi Kasper said, I found a stain on my skirt. Amrlo Shem Mako Isabach, maybe you had a cut. Amrlo Hain Bechai said, yes, but it healed. Amrlo Shemi Yachol Lecholi Galil Hotzidam. Maybe it could have, the scab could have been scratched off and it could have bled. I'm a little hang, said, could be, but Tarbar Rebbe says you're Torah. Ra Talmidim Stockholm Zivazeh. So, as students looking at each other like the Rebbe's crazy, I'm a little hang, Mother Rakash Benech, why is it difficult for you? So, I'm a Chamadav Lahakr Lahakil. The Chacham didn't want to be Machring, some they want to be Makel. Shanam Rebbe Ishak Sia Zava Dam Yezava Bifsara Dam Velo Kesem. Says Dam and not a Kesem. So, the Chacham Sadeh asks, why does the Mishnah Darshan Dam Velo Kesem to exclude a Kesem Midaraisa? But Shmuel in our Gemara, Darshan Bivsara. Do you learn it from Dam or from Bivsara? So he says there's actually two conditions. She felt it. That's learned from Bivsara. From Bivsara, we see it's only Doraisa if she feels it. And from Dam, the Lokesa, we see only if you're sure it's from her, not if you're not sure it's from her. Because Dam means you're sure it's her menstrual blood. Okay, so these are the three opinions.
Both those rushes are called Shmuel.
Well, one is a Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva, so of course Shmuel wouldn't disagree. That's what he's saying. Why would you disagree with Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah? Like, you don't disagree with Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so Lamaisa, these are the three opinions. You know, this could affect nowadays. Nowadays, often she's sure. We have many cases where she's 100% sure that it's her blood from the muck, or her menstrual blood, but she didn't feel it. So do we call it a kesem and then have all kinds of kulas and end up saying it's fine? Right, because it's less than a gris and it's uncolored and all the other things we'll learn. Or do we call it a re'iyah and say it's a raisa? That depends. According to Pshatu, according to Tosas Rid, and the Sidrei Tara thinks a lot of Rishonim agree, we would say she's tmei a raisa. However, we don't paskin like that. We paskin like either one or three. It's hard to tell the nafkamina. And the simple pshat is, the simple pshat is that we paskin like pshat one, that nope, there's a gzeiras hakasav, she has to feel it. Why? I don't have to tell you why. It's a gzeiras hakasav. We don't know why gzeiras hakasav is true. She's only tmeah midaraisa. If she feels it, if she doesn't feel it, even if she is 100,000% certain, even if she would bet a gazillion dollars, bet her whole life, that this is menstrual blood from her uterus, it doesn't matter. If she didn't feel it coming out, it's not daraisa, and maybe it's heter gomer. That is how we paskin. Now, let's just ask one second question. Which is, now we know some are Doraisa, why were the Chachamim gozer on Ksamim that there'd be Asur Midrabanan? So here we have a Machlokas Rishonim on the same page of Gemara that I copied for you. If you look on the Daf Nun Chesam Aleph, the top line of Rashi says, Midrabanan, Dilma Arvishav Lavadaita. Because maybe she did have Argush and she just didn't notice. Midaraisa, we're not kosher for that, but Midrabanan, says Rashi, Dilma Argisha Dilav Adaita, says Rashi, because maybe Midrabanan or kosher, she did have Argisha, she just didn't notice. Says Tosos, he disagrees. If you look at the second Tosos, Daf Nun Ches, Modish Moshe Tmei Midrabanan, here's the contrast, the Talimah and Dilma Argisha Vlav Adaita, the Einir are not true. Even she's sure she'd never gosha. Tmeya hol v'ras adam nidus. No, the Rabbanan just said any dam nidus is metame, even if there is no hargasha. Says Tosos. No, afilu li hargasha gazru al kol dam nidus. Okay, not much of an afkamina here. The afkamina is she's sure she'd never hargasha. Okay, nowadays who's sure of anything? But this is Machlokas Rashi and Tosos. The simple pshat is that we hold like Tosos, as the Shulchan Aruch says, and everyone says, Afilu lo hirgisha. Sounds like even if she's sure she wasn't margish, not hard to prove, because not much of a nafkamina. But or we hold like Tosos. Even if Eliona comes and tells us she didn't have a hargasha, and we're sure, even if we invent some contraption that shows she didn't have a hargasha, it doesn't matter if it's dam nidos, that's a kesem, the chacham or goes or on a midrabanan. Now, here is the big controversy. Here's the tremendous controversy. I apologize, this controversy was really mentioned. I just didn't want to get into it yet until we had started Siman Kof Tzadi. Maybe it's still a little premature. In the first Pesachei Tshuva in Kof Pei Gimel, which is the first Pesachei Tshuva in Hilchos Nida, I think it's the first Pesachei Tshuva. If not, it's the second. But I'll repeat a few outside. Now, it is the first. Yeah. It's like this. Let me just cheat a little, you know. If you would read a few se'ifim into the siman, which you probably haven't gotten that many, if you get like 10 se'ifim in, you would see that when we say somewhere Talmid Rabbanan, what do we mean by that? We mean like 3% of the time they're Talmid Rabbanan, and 97% of the time they're not Tummy at all. Why? Because in what cases are Izim Mekesim Tummy? If it's on lands on something that's not Mekabel Toma, if it lands on something that is colored, if it's smaller than a Kegrisva ode. Those are the main things.
Victoria,
right. Meaning, Lemaisa, 97% of the time, we are Makelang Summon. Because there's all these excuses. So it makes a big difference whether something's a Re'ia or a Kesem. Re'ia is just what we use. Doesn't literally mean you have to see anything. Just a phrase we use for a Daraisa. It's a tremendous difference whether it's a Re'ia or a Kesem. If something's a Re'ia, then it's always Tame. If something is midareisa, something's a kesed, it's theoretically coming to our bottom, but 97% of the time it's heter gomer. So that's what makes a big difference. We won't see something. If it's a re'ia, then if it's red, if it's not red, it's okay. Right? But if it's a re'ia, if it's red, she's tmeya, v'zehu. If it's a kesed, even if it's red, the odds are very high she's tahora. So it makes a big difference what's a kesed and what is a re'ia. So what makes something a kesem, what makes something a re'iyah? Classically, you open the Shulchan Aruch and you say, if she feels it coming out, it's a re'iyah, and if not, it's a kesem. Right? She finds blood in her underwear. So if she felt it come out, it's a re'iyah. If she didn't feel it come out, it's a kesem. Okay, we pointed out in Kof Pei Gimel that women nowadays don't usually feel it so much. So instead, what do we say? If there's a flow of blood, if it's a re'iyah, if not, it's a kesem. Right? If you go back to your notes then, which you chazed recently, if there's a flow of blood, that's a re'iyah, either because we assume she had argasha, she just didn't notice, like Ramosha, or because, like Ray Willick says, because since that's the normal way, a normal way counts as a re'iyah, because the ikkar is the normal way, basar means normalcy. But what if she just has a few drops? So a few drops should be a kesem, and should be okay. However, there's three controversial cases. If you look at the Shaklamataria in Daftan Zayinim at base, where I put 1, 2, 3, the Gemara at first thinks Shmuel means Ksamim are Tahar Lagamri. I know, like you'll say, why didn't they just ask on him for the Mishnah for Ra Kesem? Okay, that's not how the Sugya works. That's what they do later. So what's 1, 2, 3? Tashma, ha'isha she osit tracheha v'ras adam. If a woman was urinating and found dam, Reb Meir Omer medesvei shows tahara heichi dam. Ida argisha yoshev zamei tahara elad lag v'lo argisha k'tani medesvei. Meaning, what's the case where Reb Meir says it depends? If you find blood in the urine, you have to figure out whether it's damdita or not. If she had argasha of menstruation, then about it's tamei. If she didn't have argasha, she'd be fine. Olam da argisha. No, it's really a case where she had argasha, but aim or argasha's mirror, glayim, havai, etc. What's the case of a woman who finds blood in the urine? She had argasha. But we're still not sure if it's damnida, because maybe it was the argasha of the urine, or maybe it was the argasha of the damnida. Number two, tashma eche, yinosim tachas like harvin, im tzala dam, im ugal targi mashav tamay. And eight, a woman did a bedika. She did an internal bedika with a cloth. And then we're not sure if it's dam nida or dam of a squished bug. Okay, hey, if you don't want to say, see, dar gisha, galamaitar, el, lab, glor, gisha, killing mosha, tummy. Again, if she had argasha, vada, it's a dam nida. If she didn't have argasha, then it's no problem. So the answer is, lola, on dar gisha, aim argasha, eight, havai. No, it's a case where she had argasha. Just, we're not sure if it's dam nida or not, because maybe it's the argasha of the eight poking around. Or maybe it's argasha of dam nida. Third question. Tashma nimsa al shalom by the three tamei mechayim bekarban nimsa shalom osiyom tamei mechayim bekarban nimsa shalom achazman tamei misafik turban akarban. If she finds blood after tashmish, then we're not sure if it came during tashmish or not, and if she's chayiv a carbon for having bio when she's a nidor or not. Hey, chidami, idar gisha lachas manam ptur vidar carbon la blor gisha kanan yimsa shlo osiyom tvim chayiv a carbon. What's the case? If she had a hargasha, then during tashma she had a hargasha, she knows she had bias nida. And if during tashma she didn't have a hargasha, then she's fine. If she says, no, liolam, liolam da argasha, vayim argasha shamash hava. Maybe, really, she did have a hargasha, but she's not sure if she had dam nida during tashma or not, because maybe it was a hargasha of the eva of the man, or maybe it was a hargasha dam nida. What's it saying here? There are three cases where she had a hargasha. She's just not sure what to make of this hargasha. Like, is it a hargasha of dam nida, or is it a hargasha of something else, such as miraglayim, petikas aid, or tashmish? Right? Those hargashas apparently could seem like the hargasha of dam nida. Now, where do we come out from this sugya? So, the crazy place at the beginning of Hechaz Nida discusses this. What does this mean by, first of all, you could ask, this is all in the Havamina. First of all, he asked a simple question. What does it mean when we say argasha? We make an okimta. These three tumas, the tuma of bedikas eid, the tuma of miraglayim, and the tuma of tashmish, meaning finding blood from bedika, finding blood from tashmish, and finding blood from urination. We make an okimta of our hargasha. What do we mean by hargasha? Right? What do we mean by she was markish? Do we mean she felt damnida, but nonetheless, we're not sure. She might have thought she felt damnida, and it was really the tashmish, or the bedika, or the urination. Or do we mean she felt the tashmish, and the bedika, and the urination? But it might have been damnida. Like, there are two ways to read argisha, right? Let me just point out why this is very important. The olam de argisha. One way is to say she felt hargashas dam nida, but it might have been the bedika or the tashmish or the miraglayim. Right? But if she didn't feel any dam nida, then there's no problem whatsoever. Right? Or do we know she felt the bedika, or the tashmish, or the meraglayim? But it might have been hargashas yitzias dam. Right? What do they mean physically? What happened when the Gemara gives this answer? They meant she said, "I felt menstruation." But she might have been confused, and it was really just the other thing she was doing. Or did she mean, I felt tashmish, I felt bedika, I felt meraglayim, I felt something going on. But she might have been mistaken, it was really a hargasha of dam nida coming out. We're not sure. What's a nafkamina? Tremendous nafkamina of these two ways to explain the Gemara. Meaning nafkamina for, like, really practically all of Hilchos Nida. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, if she did one of these three things, bedika, tashmish, or meraglayim, all of which are things that happen a lot, right? From women do a lot of bedikas. People do a decent amount of tashmish. And meraglayim, everyone does all the time. If you don't, then it says in the bracha that you'll die. So we better hope that we do it a lot. So what if she did one of these three things and felt nothing unusual? She did one of these three things and felt nothing unusual. She did a bedika, and what did she feel? She felt the cloth doing a bedika. She did tashmish, what did she feel? The feeling of tashmish. She went to the bathroom, what did she feel? The feeling going to the bathroom. And then she finds a drop of blood.
And then meaning soon after?
And, yes. And immediately, let's say, finds a drop of blood. Do we say this is a kesem? Because, according to this pshat, if she felt her gosh is dam nida, the Gemara is machmir. But, according to this pshat, It's just a kesem, and a drop is mutter, because it's less than a kugras v'od, no problem, right? According to this chat, oh, the Gemara was machli more than when she felt damnida. Here she didn't feel damnida. According to this chat, no, every time she feels anything, it might be damnida. Not Stan, if she Stan finds a stain, that's not damnida. But anytime she felt anything going on in that part of her body, it might have really been a hargoshes damnida. It was just like confused and maybe masked. It's a good word, right? She just felt a tashmish, but that might really have been covering up the feeling. She might have at the same time had the feeling damnida. It's just hard to tell you two things at the same time. She really felt the vedika, but it might have been two things at the same time. In which case, we would say this is a shash hargosha, so it is a re'ia, and she is asura mida oraisa. Okay.
Can you explain the metzias of both sides again?
Yes. What's the metzias the Gemara is discussing? Is the Gemara discussing metzias where she said, I felt the damnida? Just we think she might have been wrong? Or she's saying, I didn't feel damnida. I only felt tashmish. But she might have been wrong, it might have been damnida. So is the Gemara mechadish that even though she felt damnida, it might not have been damnida? Or is the Gemara saying, even though she didn't feel damnida, it might have been a feeling of damnida? Meaning over here, it's a kula. She felt her goes with damnida, but it still might not have been. Here it's a chumra. She felt tashmish, but it still might have really been a hargosha of damnida. So this is a tremendous nafkamina. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't very explicitly discuss these things. If you look at the other side of the page, I think I actually might have zero. Yeah, I did copy this Pesach Tshuva for you. Pesach Tshuva, Simchat Aleph, says, Ayin ber heitev. V'da d'shlosha, meaning hargoshos, yesh lin shet meni d'oraisa, chazara, Aleph is daza gufa, niz daze gufa, k'mosh gaz v'ram ber henoch za isur abiyo d'n yuzayin, Beish and Niftach Mekora, Kimbor, Simikov Bechas, Simikov Tzadi, Sif Aleph, Shlish is Nimtum Shadachurim Zal, like the Nodi Huda, Shemar Geshes is Dover Lach, Zogim Yenabithim. She feels inside something wet moving. Vayim Bazevachu is Nodi Huda, Chilik Yordea, Simon Nun Hey, Sefer, Chavazda, Simikov Tzadi, Sif Cotton, Aleph. Amnam in the brackets, but Chuvas Cham Sofer, Cholik Al Zebekam, Chuvas Verit Lavar, Zivas Dover Lach, Lav, Hargoshahu, Ayin Shamas, Simikov Hey, Bekov Lan Gimel, Sukov Sam Zayim, Bekov Ayin Aleph, end parentheses. What does she find dam with a bedika without a hargasha? She felt a bedika, but she didn't feel any dam. Oh, after tashma, she found dam after that. She felt the tashma, but she didn't feel any hargasha dam. Even sofik doraisa. Do we say it's a sofik doraisa? The name of hadlo argasha means the sovra hergesh edo shamashu. Ah, she didn't feel any hargasha. No, she did. She just confused it, because she thought it was part of the Hargasha of Tashmish, or the Hargasha of Bedika. She felt the aid, or the man's aver inside, and she thought that's what she felt, but at the same time, she also felt the opening of the uterus. It's just hard to separate those feelings. Ayim et shuvah shav yakum, shuvah kesek huna, simen meb ches, shericha bezev, ayim et devir shlosh, evish lakam, simen kof be ches, alef, amna makresi place, vasivik tar, vachamas das, kasvud hu da raisa. So, says the Kresi Placey, and the Sivri Tara and the Chavos Das, that it is Doraisa. The Rambam says, let's take one step at a time. When it comes to Bedika, the Rambam already says, sorry, I didn't put it on the sheet, any dam you find in a Bedika Bifnim, Chazaka that it came through Argosha, you just didn't notice. The Rambam says that this is Chazaka Sheba Behargasha, and she is Asura Midarisa. Okay, and everyone agrees with that. A Bedika Asura Midarisa. What about when it comes to Tashmish? So Tashmish is a big machlokas, but what does he quote here from the Kresi Uplesi and the Sudre Tara and the Chavos Das? What does he quote here? Who did he just quote? The Kresi Uplesi, the Sidri Tara, and the Chavos Das. Truth is that the Sidri Tara goes back and forth. It's not so clear what his maskana is, but let's grant this for now. They say, nope, this is a shash hargasha, and therefore she is asura mishon safed d'oraisa. They have no mesora that we're sure she had hargasha during Tashmish. What happens? She finds down after Tashmish. Remember we said she finds down after Tashmish? And it's a big problem. Rovach was Tashmish. You have all these tsaras. Think you'd have all these tsaras if it wasn't real Issa d'oraisa? Nah, it must be find down after Tashmish is an Issa d'oraisa. Why is it an Issa d'oraisa? Because we're choshesh that there's hargasha. Oh, she didn't feel anything. Yeah, how is she supposed to notice? Because she felt the Tashmish and that distracted her. It covered up the feeling, but she really had a hargasha. And therefore, we are machmir if one finds zam after Tashmish. That is a chash of an iser d'oraisa. Continuing this piskei tshuva, avol b'kinuach, if she just, one second, wiped on the outside. She just did an outer wipe without going inside. Oshaluch nisei be'omek, ela mi prozor v'lechutz. Or she didn't put the aid in, like it went a little inside, but it didn't go mamish inside, which isn't the prozor. Outside the prozor. Meaning, she wiped, but she didn't mamish go inside like Tashmish. That's only Dorbana she knew. If she didn't go all the way inside, then we know she didn't have Argasha, because like she wouldn't have confused that. Bechin, Somach la tolas mi reglaimu gam king da araisa, chavos das ayin sham. Add the chavos das. Notice here the kresi uplesi. It's fascinating. The kresi uplesi in the beginning of Hilchos Nida says, oh, I have this big hakira. If she finds down in a bedika cloth, or right after Tashmish, is that da araisa because there was Argasha or not? And he goes through the whole sugya. Leaves out Meir Glayim. Chavos Das says, no, Meir Glayim also. How about Meir Glayim? So here, the crazy uplesi is Machmir on Bedika and Tashmish. You should know, not everyone's even Machmir on Tashmish. There's a Hagos Maimonios on the bottom of the Rambam, whose Makel says only a Din Mekesem. So I'll point out, the Hagos, I'm sorry, I didn't put it on the sheet, but it really exists. The Hagos Maimonios says, nope, it's only a Kesem. Dam, you find after Tashmish is only a Kesem. He says, okay, the Achronim wonder, would he also say that about a Bedika cloth? The earliest idea to admit a Bedika cloth, the Rambam says before. The Rambam only says about a Bedika cloth that you assume there's Hargasha. Never says it about. And I think, again, it's a big machlokes achronim. Lanias daiti nira deharambam maskim. It's an argument from silence. The Rambam specifically says you find blood in the bedika cloth, that's a hargasha d'oraisa. He never says you find blood if you're tashmish, you assume there's hargasha. So maybe the Rambam thinks, no, only in bedika cloth you assume there's hargasha. Why? Because the bedika cloth, you find the blood inside. But in Tashmish, you don't find the blood inside. You find the blood outside, even though the Iver went inside. So maybe you find blood outside, you don't assume it came through a Hargasha. Who knows where it might have come. In any case, when it comes to Tashmish, the Agos Monios says that's only a Kesem. There's no Shash Hargasha by Tashmish if he didn't feel any Dam. We don't assume the Hargasha of Tashmish is really masking the Hargasha of Dam. However, and maybe the Rambam agrees. However, a lot of Achronim are Machmer, and we would be Machmer. Halacha l'maisa, we would be Machmer. What about Meir Glayim? The Kreis you place is Machmer on Bedika and Tashmish, and not when it comes to Meir Glayim.
Wait, no one follows the Hanas Memonios?
No.
Ashkenazim?
I don't think so, no. I mean, all the Achronim are Ashkenazim, right? Yeah. I'm thinking about, sorry. The Chavos Das, which is right here, Simon Kof Tzadi, beginning of Tzadi, says the Chavos Das. He says, nope, it's a chashash hargasha. Any time a woman finds blood after urination, it is a chashash hargasha, and she's asura mishum safek d'oraisa. Okay, this is, yes?
Wouldn't Rebbe say before about bedika on the outside from the piskei tshuva?
Yeah, if you just do a wipe on the outside without going in, that's not a chashash of a hargasha. Because that doesn't feel like a hargasha. The Rebbe's talking about inside, in the prozor. Okay, well, in the prozor, we assume the prozor means the vaginal canal. Okay, that might or may not be the right shot in the mar, but that's what we assume, halacha. Okay, we'll discuss the mar another time.
Ruby just said maybe start from the Rambam being Machmir, only by Bediko, would you, because you find the blood inside.
The Rambam says any blood you find inside, Chazaka came through Hargasha. Right, so implying that if you find the blood outside, there's no such Chazaka.
What about Tashmash if it's on the Eder of the man?
Aha, if it's on the Eder of the man, then that would be like a Bediko, then the Rambam would be Machmir. Correct. If the man finds on his Eder, then the Rambam would have to be Machmir. Because that means his Eder is a Bediko, meaning the blood was found inside. Ora. L'chora, yes, I think I agree. Okay.
Can we just see the sheet of the Mahagos?
He says that if you find blood after Tashmish, it's only a Kesset, because there was no Hargasha. He's not worried there was a hidden Hargasha, a masked Hargasha.
Where's the Hagos Vaimonios? I'm sorry. If you the Rambam is Perek Tessel of Aleph, the Hagos Vaimonios is Perek Dal of Halacha Tes Zayin. Right? Anyone here not believe me? You shouldn't believe me, right?
Since when in yeshivas do we believe the Rebbe? That's not what we do in yeshivas.
But, says the Rambam, Eina isha mitamam minator benidat waziva chatargish vetur dam viyatza bivsara kemosh viyarnit viyatzmeh me'eis satur alhav ulvad viyemlohi visho bud kamatza dam lithnim reposer. There's no argashim, she finds it inside in the bedika.
You assume it came through a Hargasha even though you didn't notice. So the Rambam says, by Bedika, he says you assume there was a Hargasha. Says the Hagos Maimonios, who may or may not be agreeing with the Rambam, right? He doesn't have to agree with the Rambam, but says the Hagos Maimonios in Perek Dalet, Halacha, Tes, Zayin, says the Hagos Maimonios, the truth is, maybe I'm wrong, V'chein Morir Beinu, Michavish Shishat Bodekas Tamanach Hartashvish. He objected to one who checked it for Tashvish. Even though she had no Vesses, Lama Tachma Kalkala from the Dover. She asked, why should she be Macher and Kalkala herself for something that's only Asr Midarbana? Came to Midaraisa being Shatargish Mopsara. Eladarabana Asr Robolo or Gosha Kamoksam. Midaraisa is only she feels it. She finds it without a feeling, it's only Darbana. Behem Elmer de Hecht Ashra Dam Asr, and they ask her when she finds Dam. Behem Elmer Shalom of Dog. You know what? What's he talking about? He's actually talking about a woman who used to check after. What do you mean here by check? Here it depends what kind of check. Okay, here the truth is it's not so clear what that goes when he's talking about. He says, a woman checked after Tashmish, and his Rebbe said, stop checking. It's not a Daraisa anyway. You didn't feel anything. That means she checked inside. He's saying, even if you do a Bedika inside, it's not Daraisa. Or just after Tashmish, it's not Daraisa. The very least after Tashmish, not Daraisa. Maybe he even disagreed with this Rambam. Efsher, you know what? He does say the word Bedika. Okay, I'm not sure what he means here by Bedika. Okay, after he even disagreed with this Rambam, maybe the Hagos Maimonios is Cholek. He's certainly Cholek after Tashmish. He says, again, it's the story. The story's not important. His Rebbe says, don't do something Dikos. It's only a Shashkar Abonim. Why are you checking? What's the big deal? It's not Doraisa anyway. What do you mean it's not Doraisa anyway? It's a Bedika. It's Tashmish. Maybe there's a Hargasha. No, he assumes we don't worry about Hargasha in a Bedika or a Tashmish. So that Gus Maimonios, maybe even the Bedika was saying, even if you find the Bedika, it's not the Raisa. Certainly was saying after Tashmish, it's not a Shashto Raisa. Right? So that Gus Maimonios is Mekel. Yeah.
For the question that I'm being mechalic between all these different cases, it seems strange that the Gemara would be alternating between these two understandings of Hargasha.
Here's where it gets tricky. This whole Gemara is in the Havamina that Shmuel says Ksamim are Tohar Legamri. In the end, Shmuel admits they're Asa Darbanan. In the end, you don't need any of these answers. Because maybe it's only Mr. Darbanan. So that's why one could be Mechalik. Or at least that's one reason one could be Mechalik. It's not so Pashut. But, or the other answer is that maybe the Gemara is using it differently. Yes?
According to the Shittos that say that after Tashmish is a Chashash, and it's a Safek Midaraisa, presumably that wouldn't count as one of the three Ramanachos Tashmish because it's only a Safek.
Suffolk would be just that as a bad. I interpret that. Yeah. Now, The here Mimerglaim, that's the real controversial one. Why? Because this is something that happens all the time. Meaning, in a bedika cloth, we're used to being machmer. Anything a woman finds in a bedika cloth, we call it a re'iyah nam kesem, and it's usur. In after tashmish, it doesn't happen that often that a woman finds blood right after tashmish. And if she does, then taka we're machmer. Okay, look, the mashma, so the whole simon of raw machmas tashmish sounds like we're very machmer if she finds blood right after tashmish. How about after Mimerglaim? This happens all the time. Everyone wipes after Mimerglaim. Right? What if a woman finds blood wiping after Mimerglaim? Right? This is ma'aseh b'chol yom. So, if you would say, like, the Chavos Das, every time she does Mimerglaim, it's a potential hargasha. Anything she finds is something that is a chashash of d'oraisa, you treat it as a re'iyah. Any drop of blood is okay, is nida. If you say, nah, say, like, the silence of the crazy placey. Nah, we assume that there was never a Mimerglaim is not a big deal. Mimerglaim, that we don't really think is argasha. After all, by Tashmish and Bedika, something went inside Bosomakom up to the uterus. So then we're close to the uterus, so then we understand it might be confused, argasha of Damnita. But in Mimerglaim, nothing goes inside Osomakom. Right? It's all outside. That's not to be confused. Even the Rabbi Huda, most of the Achronim assume he meant to feel it inside, not feel something outside. That's not the same place. The Bedika and the Tashmish go in the same place as the Damnida. They go almost all the way up to the uterus. The Mimerglaim, that's all external. That doesn't go inside. So, maybe that's not a Shash of a Hargasha. What do you mean? If her cervix opened, she would confuse that with Mimerglaim? Nah. So, then, if she finds blood after Mimerglaim, it's only a Kesem. And if it's only a kesem, then it's on Dover Chinam Makabal Toma, or it's less than a gris, or it's uncolored, etc., then it's fine, which is most of the cases. That's a big enough gemina. Anytime a woman finds blood after going to the bathroom, what do we say? The Chavos Das says she's in trouble. If you look at the sheet, I can't bring you every modern day close. The answer is it's an unresolved machlokas on Hayom Hazeh. In every belt I've been in, different rabbis say different things. It's not even like in one belt everyone says the same thing. Look, the Chazon Ish, the third bucker on the sheet. If you find it right after Mirglaim, feel Mirglaim, Margosh is Mirglaim, Kargosh is Shamish. If you say Mirglaim is like Bia, Yesh Latame Gamba Matzal Gabe Karka, Yesh Latame, even if it's on a Dorshi Lun Kabotoma. Sure, Yesh Hamishim Nida, Lomishim Kesset, it's Nida, not Kesset. But Amna, Masham, Samachal from Days, that Kunas, no salt big dates of Omnim. Masham, the name of Margosh Mirglaim is Shom Nida. I apologize for all the typos in this Kazanish. But it says that if girls wear colored undergarments, then they're never going to have a problem. They're always going to go to the bathroom. Why don't we worry about that? They'll feel going to the bathroom and be hargosh. That sounds like no problem. You know, by the time the kesem dries, she's probably going to have to go to the bathroom at some point. If you're going to say anyone who ever went to the bathroom has to be kosher for hargosh, if it's a nida, then everything's always nida. The colored clothes don't help. This steam is a dover, sounds like it's always a kesem, even if she has a gosha mirglaim. V'dibber tosos, okay, that's referring to something earlier. And my sakadaik shalabar gosha tum darabonalek, and moshe kasat v'el, and moskana ina mirglaim, kar gosha shamish. Okay, very clear, the Chazon Ish says, limaskana, if you find you have to go into the bathroom, that does not count like, basically, he's machri against the Chavos Das. Okay, modern day post number 50-50. I'm not saying Chazon Ish rules the world, just a example of very chash posek. Lemaisa, this is a big machlokas that I get. What's that? The Chazon Ish Mekel, yes. Now, I'm not saying there aren't a million people machr and a million people Mekel nowadays. I'm just, Chazon Ish is an example of chash posek who's Mekel. Lemaisa, there's a big unresolved machlokas that I get. What's that? And it is a tremendous nafkamina. Let's assume, for the sake of argument, right, that toilet paper is not makabel toma. So therefore, if a woman sees blood in toilet paper, if it's a kesem, it's mutter. If it's a re'iya, then she's nida. So why don't she see blood on the toilet paper? Do you pass like the Chavos Das, or like the crazy place in the Chazon Ish, and you can add a million names to each side? It's funny. None of the Rishonim ever said, like Halach L'maisa, any of the Sfarim, that if you find blood after Mirglaim, it's a chash d'oraisa. Okay, Chavos Das thinks it's true anyway. It just so obvious goes without saying. What are we passing about this? Big machlokas adayim hazeh. Hard to know who's right and who is wrong. Halacha lemaisa, we say lechatchila, you shouldn't get into this question. Lechatchila, a woman should do one of two things. Either she shouldn't look at the toilet paper, then she won't have any questions if she doesn't look at the toilet paper. Right? There won't be any sfeikos. So lechatchila, a woman just shouldn't look at the toilet paper when she wipes it after going to the bathroom, and then there's no problem. That is theoretically the right solution. Practically, it doesn't work so well because none of the women will ever listen. It's psychologically impossible to not look. If you're a woman, I know men have trouble relating to this, like, what's so exciting? But if you're a woman, then, you know, your body always has different things going on, and it's just part of your natural psychology that you want to know what's going on in your body, and you tell that by looking at the toilet paper.
How's the issue saying that at the end of the day, maybe the swim doesn't play any?
No, but he says this. He says, if you think that mirror blinds up in Nasa Hargasha, then how come the Gemara says you wear colored clothing, your kesem's okay? Maybe it's not okay. Maybe you had a Hargasha from the mirror, that was masked by the mirror lion. So he's using this as a proof. For the fact that Chazal said if you wear colored clothes, you're okay, proves they weren't worried about the Hargasha mirror lion. So he says Hargasha mirror lion is no problem.
Because they're using something to mask the Hargasha?
Because what he's saying is this. If the Hargasha mirror glayim counted as a chash of Hargasha's nida, right, then any woman who found a stain on her colored underwear would be tmeya, because she had a Hargasha meanwhile of the mirror glayim. Yet we find if she wears colored garments, she's tahora. So that proves the fact she had a Hargasha mirror glayim is not halachically significant.
Because at some point she would have
had. Yes, exactly. At some point she would have. So halach lemaisa, this is the lechatchila is to not look at the toilet paper. That's very hard. So the second lechatchila is she should count 15 seconds before wiping. Why? Because when do we say that it's a chash hargasha? Even the chazanish starts matza osio right away. After all, if she finds the blood right away after miraglayim, then we'll say, well, maybe it came by Hargasha. Well, if she finds it, not Osyom, well, let's review what we know from some Kuf Bei Zayin. What if she finds blood 15 seconds after Tashmish? And then it's no problem. Why? We assume it came after the Tashmish. Why do we assume it came after the Tashmish? Because the Chazaka didn't come until we saw it come. If it's 1 second after Tashmish, you can't use the Chazaka then. That's Osyom. That's very close. So, therefore, what do we say? She should wait 15 seconds before wiping. If she waits 15 seconds before wiping, then, even if she finds blood, it didn't come during the Mirror of Lion. It came after the Mirror of Lion. So it came when there was no Hargasha. So then it's okay.
Doesn't the Ramah say that we're not Bekim in these Shirim of Man?
Yes. Even though the Ramah says we're not Bekim in this exact Shir, but 15 seconds is still giving you some extra space, and since this is only machlokas anyway, so we're not going to have to be as, we don't have to be as machmir. Anyway, that is, a woman should really do one of these two things. If she can't do the first thing, she should do the second thing. Oh, it's a pain to do the second thing because everyone's in a rush. Okay, so, you know, sometimes, you know, you have to inconvenience yourself for the sake of halacha. So a woman should do one of these two things, then get out of the suffix. Either not look at all, or count to 15, Mississippi, and then wipe. And then we'll say, well, the dam didn't come during urination, the dam came after urination, because chazaka, we didn't see it until we saw it. And after urination, it came without a hargasha. There was no possibility of hargasha, so you're okay. What if a woman doesn't do either of these two things? Then it's a big machlok saposkin nowadays. Right? Well, it says, midina, we are mekel against the chavos das. But we're very reluctant to be mako because it is a big machlokas, and therefore we lachachila try to avoid it. But b'diavad, we are mako against the chavos das. Especially since someone should have said something before the chavos das if it was really true. You know, there are many hundreds and hundreds of years that people wrote halachas for, and no one said this. So, Lamaisa, we're Mekel, but only very, very reluctantly. It's the Lechatchila, we should really try very, very hard to avoid it.
What was that lady said? Not to look in the
shirt, so. Or to wait 15 seconds before wiping. Okay.
Maybe nowadays with smartphones, it's easier because Mailer, everyone goes to the bathroom, they're on their phone, they're reading the news on their phone. Anyway, so just read one extra news article. So it's easier nowadays. What about Shabbos? All right, sorry.
Comics.
What?
Comics.
The Chuli. All right. Okay. You can't use your smartphone at Shabbos.
No, he said comics. He said Shabbos.
He meant.
Jewish comics.
He meant comics. He meant that Aryan and Lahakel comics that teach you science are okay on Shabbos. Yeah.
Is this the same kind of status that we saw about doing the vessels which went to the bathroom and saw the Kargasha, or are they separate?
No, that one is just taking this one a little further. That's the same idea. Yeah, he's very, very machmir about this. I mean, to a point where it gets almost reductio ad absurdum. Okay, so this is the very, very important meaning. We haven't even started some Kavtzadi yet. But this is the real hard halacha l'maisa part, because when push comes to shove and all of Hilchos Ksamim, it's not going to be that hard. Basically, like almost every kesem, we can usually find an excuse to be makel if it's a kesem. If it's a ria, then no such thing as possibly being makel. So the most important thing is to know what's a ria, what's a kesem. So in the end, what do we decide? A flow is a ria. That counts as hargasha. A bedika is a ria. That counts as a cheskas hargasha. Right after tashmish is a ria. That's a chashash hargasha we're not here. Right after merit volume, we try to avoid, but if push comes to shove, b'diavet, then we're makel to say that it is not a chashash hargasha. So we paskin. Yakula, life, v'chaz and ish, but very reluctantly. Because we are dealing with a possible chashash d'oraisa, which has some basis in the sugya, and in Gedolei Achronim. And therefore, even though we're machriya not that way, a lot of rabbis are machriya that way, lemaisa, we really try to avoid having to make this hachra. Okay, and if you want to investigate this a little more, you can look in great length at the Sidri Tara in Sukkot and Sadi Gimel in our... in our simon, and the Chavos Das, the beginning of our simon, and the Crazy Place is pretty short, in the beginning of Kofi Gimel, and that's good enough. Okay, now we're ready to get into the simon. So let us get into, yes?
We didn't explain for Tosfos why they're being here, because we just said that it would still apply even if...
Okay, good question. Why would there be a Xera of Ksamim? If there's no Hargasha. So I can only think of two things, and this will come up a little later. One possibility is that there were Gozer Dam without Hargasha, Atu Dam with Hargasha. Okay, that's possible, right? The other possibility is this. Dam Nida is, to use Gemara Lashon, Metami Lach B'Yavish, right? Dam Nida is an Av HaToma. I'm not talking about the people. The Dam Nida itself is an Av HaToma. It could very well be that Dam Nida is an Av HaToma, whether it comes with Hargasha or without. The woman's only a Nida if she has a Hargasha. But the blood doesn't need a Hargasha. The blood is an Av HaToma either way. In which case, if the blood itself would be treated as an apatoma, but she be tahora, maybe Chazal were choshesh that it's too confusing for the blood to be an apatoma and her to be tahora. Therefore, there it goes, or she's also tamea, so you wouldn't be confused and think the blood was tahora, was tahor. What would that explain? If the reason for the xera is because you want to remember that the blood is tamei in the days of Tumah Vatara. That would explain why they were only gozer if the blood landed on
something that's
mekabel toma. Why are they only gozer if it landed on something mekabel toma, not if it landed on something that's not mekabel toma? So if it landed on something mekabel toma, that thing is now a rishon l'toma. So how can she be to her and that's a rishon l'toma? That will confuse people and they won't keep toma v'tara properly, so they were tapping her also. But if it lands on something that's not mekabel toma, then what's the big deal? Then nothing's tame, so therefore they didn't need to be metami her. So it could be that's Pshat and Tosos. So If you ask why, here, we'll get to this in a moment, maybe dam b'li hargasha atu dam b'hargasha, or maybe isha timu isha mishom tomas hadam atzmo.
The dam atzmo is tame, and therefore those from tame the woman, so people wouldn't be confused and matar the dam. After all, this dam landed on a table. Now, if I put any truma on this table and eat it, it's a big avera. Right? So we really have to remember this table is tame, and therefore they're matar the woman also, so she'll remember the table is tame. And that's why, if it doesn't land on a table, it lands on the dirt on the floor. They weren't with Tommy the woman. That's a very attractive perish. Okay, let's get back to Sif Aleph. What did we learn in Sif Aleph? The first part of Sif Aleph, we learned that Ksamim are Tmeim Midrabanan. And you need a full Shiva Nikiyam, Hefsikara, everything the same as regular Riyah. Then the second half of Sif Aleph is this big Chiddush of the Trumas Hadeshim, which he thinks is Meforshin Shas, but no one's sure why he thinks it's Meforshin Shas. If you look, for example, at the Pesach Tshuva, Sif Katan, Zion, he quotes a lot of Achronim who say this whole din of the Trumas Hadeshim is not well-founded anyway. What does the Trumas Hadeshim say? He talks about a case that's not discussed in Shas or the early Rishonim. A woman who had a Hargasha, but didn't find any dam. That's it. Until now, we've discussed it. She had a hargasha and dam. That's Riyah Daraisa. She had dam without a hargasha. That's Ksamim, which are Drabanan. What if she had a hargasha without dam? She felt a hargasha and then checked herself to see, well, what did I feel? And she didn't find any dam. What's the din if she had a hargasha and didn't find any dam? You and I would have said, what's the problem? If she has dam, it depends on the dargosh or not. If there's no dam, there's no dam. Right? If there's no dam, she can't be a nida. What's the issue? That's, we would have all said, what's the problem? If there's no dam, there's no dam. Says the Trumas Hadeshim, he says, no, hargosh is doraisa. Now, what does the Gemara say? Yeah, it's a tnai midoraisa, that the dam is only mitam if there's hargosha. But he interprets, he comes up with this idea, hargosh is doraisa means midoraisa. If there's a hargasha, then there must have been blood. That's not found in Shas. In Shas, what do we find? There's a manda revestos d'oraisa. There's a vestos, there must have been blood. We never find anywhere in Shas saying there's a hargasha, there must have been blood. But, the says the Trumas Hadeshim, if there's hargasha, there must have been blood. That's the chiddush of the Trumas Hadeshim. And that chiddush of the Trumas Hadeshim is paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, second half of Sif Aleph, Yim Hergisha Shenichtach Mekora Lehotzi Dam. If she feels the uterus open to release blood. Remember we said one of the three Pshatim in Hargasha is the uterus opening? This is where it's from. It's from this Trumas Hadeshim. She feels the uterus opening to release blood. But Kachakar for the once of Klum, and she checked and didn't find anything. Yesh Misha Omer Sheet Meya Yesh Omer, meaning it's not in the classic halachic works of the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush. It's not in the Gemara. The Trumas Hadeshim says she's Tmeya. And even though the Mechaber just says Yish Misha Omer, the general accepted rule of interpreting the Mechaber is that when he says Yish Misha Omer, but he doesn't say there's another opinion, then he's poskiming like it. Why did he say Yish Misha Omer? He just wants you to know this is not found in all the classic halachi works of the Rishonim. It's only found in one more obscure place than the Rishonim, but he's still poskiming like it. So we poskin, if a woman has a hargasha, even though she's totally clean, she is Tameya. Ah, how can she be Tameya without blood? So the answer is, we assume a drop of blood came out and just like dissolved or got lost or evaporated and she didn't find it. That's a big chumra. But that's the psak. Okay. The niti of many poskim is to assume that since this Trumas Hadeshim is a big chiddush in the first place, therefore, when it's a machlokes about how to apply the Trumas Hadeshim, we should always be noted to be makel. But nonetheless, in the classic case of the Trumas Hadeshim, meaning if you had a pure Trumas Hadeshim case, one says, I felt my uterus opening up, and I checked and didn't find any blood, we would have to say she's Tmeya, because of this Trumas Hadeshim. even though it seems to be a Chiddush and is not explicit in Shas, and we're not sure where he got it from, L'maisa et paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the discussions in the Achronim, you know, can you get the board, please? Are the details of this Shmos Edeshen. And L'maisa, if we're noted of a huckle, many of the details, then probably the Shmos Edeshen shouldn't actually come up a lot practically. So definitely our netiya is to say, like, let's not apply this Shmos Edeshen except in, you know, if we're sure it's exactly like the case he had. We don't have to apply it too broadly. But nonetheless, if we have the case he had, Ma'am Shalom just calls you and says, Rabbi, I felt my uterus opening. And I did a bedikah. A minute later, didn't find anything. Totally clean. We have to tell her, Mrs. Yid, you are Anida, you need to have Sektara, and Shivanakiyim, 5 and 7, whatever it may be, because the Shumas, we don't have to tell because of the Shumas Edeshen, we have to think because of this Shumas Edeshen. Question is, what about cases that are not exactly the Shumas Edeshen, but have some other factor involved? So, for example, let's list some of the cases where perhaps we can be makel. What are some of the kulas in terms of this Trumas Edeshen?
Is that
is a fascinating question. Would you count that towards Vestos in the case of the Trumas Edeshen? The truth is, I'm not sure. The truth is, I never actually had this case happen to me in real life. But my intuition is no. I wouldn't count it towards Vestos.
Seems like it's a normal period you can go on with the blood.
Yeah, but again, it's not Mefurish and Shas. It's not found in the other Rishonim. So would you count on the Shumas Edeshen enough to like build your Vestos based on it? I don't think so, but I can't prove it.
Is the Shumas Edeshen just rereading Gemara, or is it completely new Chiddush? Like he's just saying Bivsara, just means Bivsara, but Lavdat doesn't have to actually come out of it.
That, after all, it says Targish Bivsara. It doesn't say there has to be blood.
Yeah.
No, because if you look in the Shumas Edeshen, I don't know if the full Lashon is found here, he says, because there must have been blood, right? It just disappeared. So it sounds like he admits there has to be blood. He just thinks there's a chazaka that there was blood. So where would this be?
Then you could just say his argument for that.
Right, but I don't... where is this? For the confession. Anyone remember where it is? Here it is. Does he quote the Lashon? Yes, he does. The Hargosha Svara da Raisahi, Hecha de Lekla Misle Hargosha Midi Achrina, Kidemucha Berosi. It's just a Svara. If it can't be for something else, etc., etc., Ida Argisha Maikturim, if she had Hargosha, why are they Potter? Alma de Svara da Raisu, Midchaiva Le Karbim, Chim de Svara da Raisu, Havi Commando Mar Vesta Raisa. It's a Svara da Raisa. There must have been blood. What does he say? What does he say? Vada yotza tipas dam kechardo. There must have been a tipas dam. So he's not saying without a tipas dam. He's just saying it's a svarda raitsa that there must have been a tipas dam. I just don't know how he reads for the Gemara. I know we read the Gemara, not really. You know, we just read a few lines and we didn't really understand it properly together. But you can read the whole Gemara 80 times. Like, where does it say if there's a hargasha, there must have been a tipas dam? All the cases of the Gemara was where she found blood. The Gemara never discussed a case where she didn't find blood. So, all the Gemara is saying is that if she found blood and there's a hargasha, it's a svar da raisa, so the blood was nida. Maybe. Okay, that doesn't mean she didn't find blood. So, again, it's a big chiddush. Halacha l'maisa, let's just go through some of the details. Really, the real answer is that I think it's very rare that a woman's going to have this case, for reasons we'll explain in a moment. First, So, remember there are different pshatim as to what the hargasha means. Does the Trumas Hadeshen only apply to the Trumas Hadeshen's version of Hargasha? Or does he also apply to other people's version of Hargasha? Right? That's a big nafkamina. He was obviously only talking according to his Shita and Hargasha. But can you apply the Trumas Hadeshen to someone else's Shita and Hargasha? So this is very unclear. So what about, for example, one, Hargashas Nizdazeya Gufa. What if her hargasha wasn't that she felt the uterus opening, it was just tremors and shaking in her body? Would you also apply the Shumas Edeshen? So, in Sifkat and Vav, the Chasam Sofer assumes yes, But and Sivkat and Dalit, the Pizkei Tshuva, he quotes from the Chachmas Adam, no. Then he puts a bracket, see Sivkat and Vav. Right? So, the Chachmas Adam says Mutter, even though the Chassam Sofer says Aser, the Chachmas Adam is Sivkat and Dalit. We'll call it Sivkat and Dalit versus Sivkat and Vav. And we paskin like the Chachmas Adam. So if she had a feeling of his Dazeya Gufa, then we don't have to assume that, and she didn't find any blood, we can assume she's okay. That's not what the true Zadesh only meant if she feels her uterus suffering. No, she stopped, feels, you know, a lot of people feel a lot of things. I also feel as Zazeya Gufa sometimes. I don't know, like I have a chill or something. Whatever, it doesn't mean anything about Damnida. How about the other case in the Pesachei Tshuva Sivkat Gimel? She feels Nitas Mimena Dover Ma. Right here he's discussing the very common issue. Sometimes women, when they're older, have a little urinary incontinence. When they sneeze, or it's the worst. So she feels something like sprinkling out of her. Right? Forget about his case was, she even found the drop of blood. But if she feels something sprinkling out of her, he quotes at the end of this from the Sidrei Tara. He says, no, it's only in Psicha Mokar is Machmer, not in Nita's Minadover Ma. Then we assume it's Meir Goyim. So, how about Hargoshas Hatozas Dover Mimena? Meaning she feels something coming out, something sprinkling out of her. Then, in Sivkat and Gimel, assumes the Sidrei Tara, that's Mutter. Nah, in that case, we don't worry about it. Then we assume, like, what sprinkles out of a woman sometimes? Meir Goyim. Or, how about the Hargasha of the Nodi Behuda? Look in Sivkat and Vav, name of the Chassam Sofer. How about Hargoshas Zivas Dover Lach. Okay, this is very similar to the previous one, right? Meaning, one is you feel something like sprinkling out, or you feel something flowing. Says the Chassam Sofer, he's something bigger. He says, even if you then find a drop of blood in the Mirat Vayim, or the Maritar, it's okay. But it says Dover Pashat. He says, you're not Bechezkas a problem until you're clean. No, we assume you're perfectly fine. Says the Chassam Sofer, this is in Sivkat and Vav. Even though he was Machmer and his Daza Ibarah, says the Chassam Sofer Mutter, and we passed him like him. So basically, what has happened now? We've restricted, like the Pshat Loshen of many of the Achronim, the majority of Achronim, we restricted the Trumas Hadeshens Chumra only to the Trumas Hadeshens type of Hargasha, which is fair, that's all he was talking about. And you might say, oh no, but he thought it was true of Hargasha in general. Okay, but he's only speaking for him. So the Maisa, that's why nowadays it's not so common to be Mentame a woman because of this Trumas Hadeshen. Because if a woman has a Hargasha, it's probably not going to be the Trumas Hadeshen's Hargasha. Very rarely does a woman say, I felt my uterus opening. She usually feels something else. If it's just something else she felt, then it's okay. Again, I don't think she finds blood. If she feels one of the other feelings, then finds that she bled, and that's Toma Daresa. That's Riviya Vahargasha. I'm talking about the Trumas Hadeshen. If she doesn't find any blood, she's clean. If she's clean, right, for, what's the case? For a Hergisha Viloma Tzadam. Right? What if Hergisha Viloma Tzadam? Then we're Mako by the other Hargashas. We're only Mako if she felt her uterus open. Most women nowadays will not tell you they felt her uterus open, so it's not going to come up so much.
Not to try to create some crazy chumra, but what about our discussion before about the Bedika and Tashra's masking at Hargasha? We're assuming that maybe that
no, but that's obviously impossible because you're not going to say a Bedika that comes out clean makes you Tamea. Right?
Right, I'm thinking that's a Raya against the Trumas Hadeshen.
No, because he would just say, if you know you had a Hargasha, and there you didn't know.
Three is an external type of Hargasha.
Even internal.
If it was an external one, would that be the same as
them? Yeah, I mean, that would be more makeup, but we don't need to be more makeup, right? What are some other cases that come up? So there's a big discussion of what if Tok Shir Veses. What does Shir Veses mean? Shir Veses, we discussed this briefly, and it was in the Beis Yosef, in Kuf Pei Zayin, like right away. Like right away, meaning there was no delay. Immediate. So what if Badka, the Lashon here is acharkach, right? What if it's not acharkach? What if Badka miyad, right away, which is what's called tokshir veses, miyad,
v'lo matzah dam. She checked right away and she didn't find anything.
So this is a machlokas achronim. Right? Meaning she had a cloth in her hand. She felt a hargasha and right away checked. So, the Pesachei Tshuva in Sifkat and Hay quotes the Crazy Placey, who says that it is mutter in that case. In that case, where could it have gone? It's right away. But, 1 second. And the Sidrei Tara also seems to hold this way. That's a diyuk. However, the Chavos Das and the Navi Yehuda, he quotes all there and he references a little later. This is Sifkat and Hay, I said? Yes. Sifkat and Hay. He says the Crazy Placey. I wish I had new markers. Crazy Placey and the Sidrei Tara say Mutter. The Chavos Das and the Navi Yehuda say Usser, and Navi Yehuda say Retara, Diyukin, that he makes. Chavos Das, the Crazy Placey, are more explicit. This is a tough call. Lemaise, it's unlikely to happen. What woman is like so aware that she doesn't do it right away? But Lemaise, I think we can be Makel. Not that we can become. Another case that we're Makel is.
Is wearing underwear enough to say that?
No. No. Wearing underwear is not enough. Could still have, like, somehow, like, got dissolved or lost or something. Lemaise, it's a good taina, but I don't I don't think so. Another, let's just mention one other one. Without getting into all the details, but the whole question of what about Misuleka stomach? What about if she's pregnant or something? Like, maybe that would... Then that what the odds are that she would not bleed. So maybe that would counteract the chazaka of the Shrimas Hadeshin. Rabbi Kiva Eger here says, we're still usher. And he, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, still usher, but the Pesachei Tshuva have gotten Zion, quotes from the Torah Sashlamim and the Sidrei Tara, that she is mutter, although he quotes in the Chassam Sofer who assert, the Beis Lechem Yehuda who assert, and then the Shelos Yabetz, he says that it's Mutter. So what does he quote here? This is Sifkatan Zion. He quotes from the, who did I say? The Torah Sashlamin on our page. Who else did I say? He quoted, says another Sidrei Tara and the Shelos Yabetz. That's where Yaakov ended. And the Shilas Yavetz, who said mutter, but on the other hand, he quotes from the Chassam Sofer and the Beis Lechem Yehuda, I think that's who he quoted. I apologize, it's hard to keep track of all the names, you know what I mean? The Beis Lechem Yehuda, who say Usser, and also Rabbi Kiva Eger, who's not quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva, but Aron Adav says Usser. Okay, Lemaise, I think we agree. Not that I think these things are likely to come up. Mamater. What?
What's that question with Mizurkistan?
Meaning, let's say she feels her uterus opening and doesn't find any blood, and she's pregnant. So then the odds are low, the odds are slim that she would have bled because she's pregnant. So could we be Makel? So some of them say we can be Makel.
Could we go that far and say if she has like a very long-ness kula?
No. That far we do not go.
If we're Mako, if she actually has Re'iyah when she's in Mesuvah's Dami, then why would we be Machmir if she doesn't?
No, if she has Re'iyah, she's in Ida. Not talking about Vestos. We're Mako on Vestos, but if she has Re'iyah, she's Tmeya. She has to go to Mikvah.
Oh.
Yeah, we're not talking about Vestos. We're talking about whether she has to go to Mikvah or not. Okay, one thing is very clear. Is the beginning of Sukkot and Vav. And this is a Dabar Pashut. I think this is a Dabar Pashut, at least. I haven't seen anyone argue on it explicitly. But, 6, this is Lekuli Alma. In Matzah, Mari Tahar, she's Muteris. Let's say she does a Bedika, but she doesn't find nothing. She finds a brown discharge, a light brown discharge, a yellow discharge, a white discharge. Then, she's for sure. Okay, remember, we mentioned Kopei Chesed, Minchas Chinuch,
says, we pass along, all the different colors come from the same place. Just some of them are blood and some of them are non-blood. So if she feels the uterus opening and she finds a yellow discharge, then she's okay, because she knows why the uterus opens, or at least a yellow discharge. So that's no problem. If she had found nothing, she would have to assume it's red. But if she found something, then she assumes it came for that. And here we get a million gazillion. Machlokos here. About what if all these weird cases, which I am maybe not going to get into all of them, but what if she finds a big yellow discharge with a little red inside? Well, a little red inside is a problem. A little red inside that's muteris because it was a used cloth, and maybe the red was from, you know, was from a louse or from something else. So then you have the whole question, meaning, okay, let's just put this on the table. We're not going to terribly deal with it, and I'll explain why we're not going to deal with it. What if she does bdika? Then we get to, and this is most, I would say, if you count most of the words statistically in these pisvei tshuvas, they're about this case, which he keeps coming back to again and again, but I'll tell you why in a moment. Oh. Okay, then there is a lot of ink spilled. Ink used. Ink utilized. But what if, but here we need some background. The background is ancient obadik. Well, a woman checks herself, meaning what if all of a sudden she checked herself? She checked herself with a cloth she wasn't sure was clean. The general rule is if you check yourself with a cloth that's not clean and you find a little red on it, you can assume that red is just from crushing a louse, from a bug, and it's no problem. So, what if she finds a big yellow discharge, and there's a drop of red? Should we assume that the drop of red is from a louse, and the opening of the uterus was for the yellow? Or no, maybe the opening of the uterus was for the yellow and the red, and it's usher. This is much more harder than the regular case of the... Right? And if you... It's hard to even hold cup, because he keeps coming back to these again and again. So Zayin, he deals with how much more chomer is this? Is this more chomer than finding nothing? So here, let's just point out that what if Hirgisha, obviously if Hirgisha and she does a bedika with a clean cloth and finds red, that's classic Nida. She had her gush and found that Nida. But what if that's this funny case? Hirgisha Obadka be'ed she'ein obaduk umatza mare tohor plus tipas dam. She finds a mare tohor and a tiny drop of dam. Really, a tiny drop of dam she could attribute to a crushed bud. And therefore... maybe it's okay. Or maybe since she had a hargasha, she has to assume that this is a big machlokas. Halach l'maisa. Tremendous machlokas. This is the machlokas discussed in Zekatan Zion, discussed in Sifkatan Aleph, discussed in Zekatan Vav, machlokas in the Givah Shol and the Chavos Das and others. We're not getting into this right now, for the simple reason that nowadays we don't really have lice all over that get crushed and bleed. Lamaisa, if I do a vedika and I find a drop of blood, minastam, it's damnida. So it's hard to be medical. So lamaisa, and we'll get to it, at least in most cases. Okay, yesh la'ayin, machlokas. We're not going to be machriya right now. Although, I guess if we had to be machriya, we know it's a lahakel, but it's more complicated, and we will get to it a little later. Let's just summarize Sifkat and Vav. Sifkat and Aleph quotes the Shav Yaakov, who says that's not considered a hargasha. Sifkat and Vav quotes from the... give me a second. Give a shol, who says that it's okay, and for the Chavos Das, who disagrees. So let's just
Machlokas in Sefkat Nivav, the Giva Shaul says mutter. Why? Because the Hargasha was for the big yellow thing. Where did that little brand come from? That just came from crushing a louse, so it's okay. And the Chapuz Das says Aser, because, no, maybe the Hargasha came from that little bit of red.
Okay, nowadays we don't really have lice, it would be a little hard, but theoretically, we could even be Mako Lachor like the Giva Shaul.
What I mean by theoretically, we'll come back to it.
What I mean is that if you mamish have a very good suspicion that this red is from beforehand, and you find like a fresh yellow thing, even if you had hargasha, you could be mekel. The hargasha was from the yellow thing coming out, the red was beforehand. However, nowadays, if you have a red drop, like, it's usually not a lot of other places it would come from. Okay, we'll come back to that much later in this siman. So much, I think that's all the Ian we're going to go into when it comes to this Trumas Hadeshim. So halach l'maisa, what do we see? Forget about this weird case where you find like a good color and a bad color. L'maisa, the Trumas Hadeshim, if you have, one lady has a hargasha, she checks herself, finds dam, that's great, that's good nida d'oraisa. She checks herself and finds yellow, that's pashit, the hargasha from the yellow coming out, no problem. She checks herself and finds nothing, that's the chumra, the Trumas Hadeshim, that she's asura. However, that's only if she has a weepaskin, that's only if she feels her uterus opening, not if she feels any of these other feelings, and only if she's a regular woman, not if she's a zakena and a muberis and a minika. So there is a lot of room to be makel, and hopefully we should never have to be machmer based on this Trumas Hadeshim. We should never have that weird case where we have to be machmer. Okay, Sif Beis Gilmon Dalad, you might have noticed, are not really so relevant halacha l'maisa nowadays. Again, we try not to get married under bat mitzvah nowadays. Get us in trouble with the law. But let's learn through it anyway. Beis lo gozer b'tinokas lo yizman liros. They weren't gozer k'samim on a tinokas. Right, meaning if she's a ketana, meaning either she has shtei saros but she's not 12, or she's 12 but she doesn't have shtei saros, or certainly if she's not 12 but doesn't have shtei saros, if she's not a gedolah yet, they weren't gozer and her ksamim. Some people get confused. They were gozer and ksamim of a muberis and a menika and a zakena. They were gozer and ksamim on three women who are misalakos damim. Just not on Tinokes, because Tinokes, Ketana is the most misulekis damim, more so than all the other ones. And therefore, there's no gzera of ksamim on a Ketana. Again, nowadays it makes no difference. We don't keep talking about Tara, but we're saying we're Rabin, and we don't get married, Katnos. But theoretically, there'd be no gzera of ksamim on a Ketana, b'nishi b'sula, b'nishi b'ula, whether she's a b'sula or b'ula, b'afilim rasa kar shtepam. Even if she already saw twice, remember, her status doesn't change until she sees three times. Right? Just like that by Vestos, once she's three times, she's now a regular woman, even if she's 11. But if she only saw once or twice, that didn't change her status yet, and she has no gzera of ksamim. Okay, there's a big deal in here of this Maharshal. Says the Maharshal, quoted in the Shach and the Taz, says, but nowadays, alpi minhag, she is tumas ksamim. Why? Because the minhag is that we're metami the dam besulim of a ketana, so we're also metami her ksamim. And the Taz agrees with that, and the Shach says, no, that's ridiculous. The minhag is a dam besulim, because that's blood that came from her body, it just came from amaka. There's no minhag of ksamim. Okay, lemaisa, it doesn't matter anyway, but we would probably pass like the Shach against the Marshal and the Taz. So when it comes to ketana, Tana says there's two machlokas. The Maharshal and the Taz say, nope, she's asura alpi minhag. What minhag? The minhag that her dam besulim is tameh. So likewise her ksam is tameh, meaning our minhag is to treat her like a gedola. The Shach says that's not true. The minhag is specifically dam besulim. Says the Shach, nope, ein minhag lasar. Another interesting machlokas, the Shach quotes in the Bach, The Bach says they were only metami the ksamim on her clothing, not ksamim on her body. The Shach says, no, we never heard of such a thing. We pass like the Shach. The Bach says that ksamim al gufa are tameyim. No, they're only making excessive stain in her clothing, not stain in her legs. And the Shach argues and says, no, tahorim, we're making all ksamim, we pass them like the Shach. Most interesting discussion is the Pesach Chuvas of Katan Ches. Again, none of this is halacha l'maisa, I hope. Right? If you ever get shaylos for married girls who are panos, you should probably stay far away so that you don't get in trouble because you're a mandated reporter. But Sif Katan Ches is a very fascinating discussion, much more interesting than these. He quotes the Lechem Chamudos and the Minchas Yaakov meaning Torah of Shlomim. Against the Chavos Das, what if she knows it's her menstrual blood? She just didn't have Hargasha. Where they also make Lana Katana. So says the Chavos Das. So what if Vadai Migufa Aval Lo Higisha? It's vadai that it's dam nida from her guf, but she didn't have a hargasha. Says the Torah Sashlamim, and who else did we just quote? The Lechem Chamudos, right? Which what do we call the Lechem Chamudos? The Divrei Chamudos, right at the bottom of the. No one did the research yet. Okay. They say lo gazru, but says the Chavos gazru. Meaning, this is a fascinating machlokes. What do the Lechem Chamudos and the Torah Shlomo say? There's no gzera ksavim on a ketana. If there's no gzera, there's no gzera. Whenever there's no hargasha, it's only drabbana, they weren't gozer. What does the Chavos Das say? He says no. There is a gzera ksavim on a ketana. What's the lumdas here? The Lechem Chamudos and the Torah Shlomo say they weren't gozer. If they weren't gozer, they weren't gozer. Shine. Says the Chavos Das, it's not that they weren't gozer. It's that they assumed it wasn't from her because it's unlikely to be from her. It's not that they didn't say Xer on her. It's that they made a hashara that it's more likely to be from someplace else than from her. It's more likely the stain just came from some random place. But if we know it's from her, then it's from her. I mean, what's the lumdus? The lumdus is, what does it mean? What kula did they have for ksamen? Right? What was the lumdus kula here? The lumdus kula here is, what's the lumdus here? Is that they lo gazru din ksamim klau. They just weren't gozer that didn't ksamim. If she has hargasha, it's all right. So if she doesn't have hargasha, there's no gzera. Says the Chavos Das, no. Gazru din ksamim. But we assume the dam is not from her, because it's unlikely that she would bleed. Oh, what's an afkamina? If we know it's from her. If we know it. Chavos Das, not they weren't gozer ksamim on her. It's that they made a rule. They made a rule that it's more likely to be dam that spritz from someplace else than from her. It's more likely the dam is from her. The woman standing next to her cut her finger and a little dripped on her. But if she knows it's from her, then they were metame. Okay, so that's a nice lumdus. How we paskin, I don't know. Pashtus is, we can paskin like the Torah of Shlomo. Very easy to paskin on these things because they're not going to happen. I don't know. Maybe I'll feel stupid 10 years from now that the minhagim change and everyone starts getting married at 10. Then I'll say, okay, maybe I have to rethink it. Well, I'll still be comfortable paskin this way. And I don't think it's going to happen in 10 years. Highly unlikely. Okay, Se'ef Gimel. Haisa Shofas Kamayamim Shaisim Zadalefes. Now, there's a lot of discussion in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rishonim about exactly what counts as three times to make this katana into a regular woman. Again, it's not a lot of Maisa, we'll just run through it. Haisa Shofas Kamayamim. She was pouring blood for a long time. O Shaisim Zadalefes Tifar Tifar. She was dripping, drip, 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 below Hefsek. Ad
meaning a long flow or drip only counts as one re'iyah. Avalon paskamah, but if she took a break for, I don't know what's ma'at, for an hour, and then she saw again, then took a break, and then saw again, even if one day she bleeds, takes a break, bleeds, takes a break, bleeds, that counts as three times. Even three times in one day counts as three times. If it kiss my tummy now, she has Tomas Ksamim. That is the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch based on the Rashba and the Torah. The Yesh Misha Omer, this is the Rambam. She ain't kiss my tummy, came Rasa Dam Shlosh Vestos. No, she has to have 3 months, not just three times in one day or 2 days. Meaning, what counts as three times? The Rambam says, second opinion, she has to have 3 monthly cycles. She bleeds Monday and then Tuesday. That counts as one time, because that's one period. The Rashba, the Torah, say, no. She takes an hour break, that counts as a new time. Because we're not expecting her to get a monthly period. So we don't have any prejudices. Two times is two times. As long as the Heschadas in between, as long as you would have to make a new Bracha Rishon in between, if you were in the middle of drinking water, then that counts as a new time. Okay, Yesh Lahachrik, so Rishona, we burn Machra like the first opinion. Okay, here you get a Machloka Shachataz. What does it mean, Shofas, or Midalefes? The Taz says, Shofas means literally bleeding nonstop for a few days. Midalefes means drip, drip. The Shach says that's impossible. She bled nonstop for a few days, she would die. Taz says, no, a few days she can. She can't bleed nonstop for a few days. Chor, the Shach is right. Taz says she bleeds nonstop. Everyone agrees you bleed nonstop for 7 days, you die. Taz says, with three, you can. All right, so the Taz says it means literally shofas, or dripping. Shach says, no, it means flows with small breaks, or dripping with no break. Sif Dalet. You might say, isn't this the exact same rules as we had by Vestos? Yes, the sugya is the same sugya. A tinokes, who is below bat mitzvah, and she saw three times, then she had shir shalosh onos, which are tishim yom, which she didn't see. Choseres lagad Musa goes back to original v'kisma torah, remember, we saw this not true by other women. Tinokes, if she goes 9 days without a period, she goes back to being a tinokes, and she doesn't have ksamim, and Tomas Ksamim until she sees another three times. And the Nosakim, we point out, maybe it's the Shach, maybe it's the Taz, it is the Shach. Even if she saw three times on Rosh Chodesh, then broke for 90 days, and then saw again on Rosh Chodesh, there's no Orch Buzman Oba, she is a Ketana again. Okay, these are not Halacha L'maisa. Hey is very Halacha L'maisa. So if Hey, Lo Gazer Ala Kesem Elim Yesh Bo Kigris Ve'od, they were only gozer on a kesem if it has the shear of kegris ve'od, more than a bean. Right? I mean, technically, if it's exactly a bean, it's tahora. It's only tamei if it's more than a bean. How big is a bean? The shear hagrisu ketisha adashim. A bean is 9 lentils. Shalosh, meaning 3 lentils by 3 lentils is a bean. Right? Beans are actually tricky because we have a lot of different kinds of beans nowadays, right? So it'd be hard to tell which bean they meant. But lentils, we only have one kind of lentils, I think. I don't know. I've only seen one kind of lentils in my house. So you make 3 by 3 lentils. How big is a lentil? Shir dasha, kid dalet saros, right? A cute like printing thing here. Shach points out some people accidentally wrote chaf dalet, but it's kid dalet. A lentil is 4 hairs, meaning 2 hairs by 2 hairs.
Hairs?
Yes. Shahu. Lamed vav saros. So total, if it's 3 by 3 lentils, and each lentil is 2 by 2 hairs, then math will tell you it's 6 hairs by 6 hairs, which is 36 square hairs. Now, what does that mean? Hold on. A hair is tiny. A hair's breadth, right? Kechod hasara is nothing. No, a commotion kfuz gujaladim doesn't mean you put 6 hairs together by 6 hairs together. That's nothing. That's a tiny dot. It means 6 hairs as they are in the body, including the space in between them. Now, here it gets tricky. What part of your body? Right? This gets very tricky. What part of your body? So, the in Sivkut Yud Aleph, we see. Basically, now it's already becoming less helpful. 6 hairs in your body with the space in between them, like 6 hairs by 6 hairs. And if each 2 hairs by 2 hairs is a lentil, that's 3 lentils by 3 lentils, which is 1 bean. Okay, what part of your body? So the Saras HaGuf in Sivkut Yud Aleph, and not the Saras HaRosh, even the Dorkin Moshe said Saras HaRosh. What part of your guf? Right? The Perek Yad, which is the lower arm. You know, now, I haven't checked, but I would bet not everyone's lower arm has the hair spaced at the exact same intervals. So these hairs are going to be very confusing. Okay, let's go to the beans. Well, the beans are also confusing. It looks as if they've got all different kinds of beans. How do you know which kind of bean they mean? Okay, let's go to the lentils. Lentils might be okay. Maisa, what do we do in the end? The beans, we're not sure what kind of beans. The hairs, we're not trying to measure the hairs. We could use the lentils. Lamaisa, what's the minig of the poskim? If you look at the sheet I gave you, at the fourth marker, says the Shot Igris Moshe, Uvashe Lasso, but the Rishim Uberis Kvar, Sheshila the Rose Dama Marispeka, Varofe, Tsivalo, Shalaturkas, Baim Chaim, Gamshal Lasso, Dikos, Jesugimachas, Shakonu Uber. That it's not important. He named for us now. He named Adam Rak Samin Tali Bim Yesh Boshir Kigris. Okay, what's a Kigris? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein. Shuke Ein Penny Matbeah Shall Sent Echad Shel Artzot Habrit. Okay, says Rav Moshe, a Kigris is a penny. That is the shita of the vast majority of Achronim. Okay, bottom line. Nowadays, we don't use lentils. We certainly don't use beans. We certainly don't use hairs. We use pennies.
Where does he get that from?
Because he got that from all the Achronim. All the Achronim drew pictures in their books. Right. Now, actually, once I got very scared. I took the Lechem Asimla, which is the Baal Ketzer Shulchan Aruch's Sefer Nechaz Nido, off the shelf in the YU based Medrash, and I looked and he had this really small circle. I'm like, whoa, you're Hungarian, like, you have to be really, really machmir here. Like, why would he get such a big chumrah? He had like a tiny circle. And then I realized that the book was like this tall, but it was like a photo offset from the original publication in Europe, which was this tall. They just like zeroed it 50% to make a pocket edition and didn't think that there was a picture of a gris in there. So I went to the library and found the original edition from Europe, and I saw that he had the same sheer gris as everyone else. Baruch Hashem. Not a problem. So so you have to be a little careful. Anyway, Lemaisa, the Me'il Tzedakah and the Lechem Asimla and the Chsam Sofer all have this shita. What is the shear of a gris? Says the Me'il Tzedakah. You could look all these up. Lechem Asimla. What? Someone who's quoted a lot here, but I forget his name. The Lechem Asimla is the Baal Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. It's a perush on the Shulchan Aruch. Like one side is Lechem, one is Simla. You know, like many that wrote them have, like the short version, the long version. And the Chsam Sofer. Please don't ask me who the Chsam Sofer is. And the Igris Moshe. And Rov Poskim. All say it is a 19 centimeter diameter circle. A circle with a 19 centimeter, not centimeter, sorry. That's like the size of this room. 19 millimeters, obviously, I mean. 19 millimeters diameter circle. That is a, which is a penny. What is that equivalent to? In America, it's a penny. In Israel, we have trouble. When I was Shana Aleph, we had something in Israel that was the exact size of a penny. An asimon. Right? Not the asimon referred to in Shas, which is puzzle for Pidyon Maaser Sheni, but an asimon was a special coin you bought in the post office that was not money, but you put in the phone to pay for phone calls in the payphone. Anyone ever seen a payphone?
It's downstairs, I have.
Well, they do? That's so quaint. Yes, but it doesn't take asimonim. Because that's the newer ones. It takes a card. Then they started selling cards. Like, the card had like 100 units of credit. You put it in and use up the units in your card, etc. And the little display screen would tell you how many units you had left. But originally, it was an asimon. You just had to have like a whole bunch of coins, and you dropped them in. And depending on where you're calling, you had to put them in quicker or less quick. Meaning, you could be like 5 minutes at a time and see them falling. And then there's always like the one clever guy who figured out the trick of putting the asimon on a string and dangling it so the phone always thought a new asimon was falling and they could call for free. And he didn't realize that like that only worked for free in Olam Hazeh, but it would come due in Olam Haba. But it wasn't my friends. Anyway, so if you have an old asimon, I have an asimon at home. I would have brought it in to show you, but you've all seen a penny, so it's really not a big deal. So if you have a penny is a gris. There is another shita. There is, if you look, and obviously he has precedent for this, but the other common shita nowadays is Rav Ovadia Yosef. Rav Ovadia Yosef is more makel, and he says 20 millimeters. He says,
I mean, the difference is subtle, I admit. He says it's a 20-millimeter diameter coin. Okay, so he's a little more makel than most post-Gilded Lamaites, so we assume, like the majority of post-Gilded Lamaites, like Abras Moshe, that it is 19 centimeters, which is a penny, not like Rav Avadia. There is no 20-millimeter, sorry, I keep saying centimeters. There is no 20-millimeter coin nowadays, so I'm not sure, like, how Rav Avadia did it. A 10 agorah coin is 21 millimeters. The 5 agorah coin, when I first made Aliyah, I taught a verse with the 5 agorah coin. That was almost 19 millimeters. Okay, lo mashana. A shekel is 18 millimeters. I don't know.
Is it like the one time it doesn't have a huge shear?
No, I don't think that applies here. Okay, halacha lemaisa, we paskin, it's a penny. However, can you give out the other paper, please, Ellie? The other paper, please. It doesn't mean it has to be a specific shape. It just means it has to have the area of 19 squared times pi over 4 square millimeters, right? Yes. No, pi r squared, but this is d. So therefore, it's pi over 4 d squared. Right? D is twice r.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. You don't need a big Torah mod, I hope. It doesn't matter. Lemaisa, it has to be the area of a penny, whatever that might work out to be mathematically. It has to be the area of a penny. It has to be the area of a penny. I gave you out a sheet which has, like, on the top left corner, a penny, and then just illustrations of different shapes that are the exact same areas of penny, like it was done by computer, so, like, it has to be correct. It's funny, you might not on your own have thought that this was, like, how it works out. But it's just funny how, like, mathematically, you see some of these shapes, they're very long, and they're still a penny. So it gets a little tricky sometimes. Sometimes I actually have to take out a penny and, like, look at it and say, oh, this part, that's like a third of a penny. This part is like another third of a penny. This part is like a sixth of a penny. We're okay. Because like it's very long. And they're never real shapes like this, right? They're always like funny ones. Anyway, that's just an illustration of different ways you can get the area of a penny.
Can the post-it use this to kind of verify how big the...
Yeah. Yeah.
Do post-it do this?
Most post-it can just like look at it and they're used to it. But I do take out a penny sometimes when I'm not sure. And I just use it for reference. And even then, you have to estimate.
Can I ask that all together in terms of space?
So it's a big question we'll get to. But we assume if there's like... Okay, we'll get to it. But bi'ikaron, we assume that if there's two different stains, they're not mitzarif. Each one is separate. So if there's two different stains and each one is almost a penny, then you're okay. But we'll see. It gets a little more complicated.
I think the Gemara and Sukkah implies that like pi is 3 as opposed to 3.14 with the
issue. We don't take that into account. Okay. It's a good ha'ara, but we don't take it into account. You know the gra about the kav. In the pasuk in Malachim, where they derive the value of pi, right? Did someone help me out how it works?
Like a gematria that you...
What?
It's like a gematria of certain...
But I'm trying to remember how it works. Okay. We have to figure out how it works. I have it in my head, but I realize that the numbers don't work out, so I must have something wrong in my head. Anyway, he has a diuk from the Kriyuk Siv in Sefer Malachim that reveals the accurate value of pi. Only the Gra. You know how to do things like this. But it's really there. It's like a diuk from the Kriyuk Siv. It's one of those weird Kriyuk Sivs that, like, there's no good reason why it should be a Kriyuk Siv. Gra says, here's the good reason. Okay, so who knows what other good reasons are waiting to be discovered. Anyway, Lemaisa, that's what we assume. Now, here we have a fundamental problem. The fundamental problem is... the fundamental problem is this. Yeah. No, maybe this was it. Yeah, it says Kav. It's red Kav, but it's written Kuf Vav He. I think this actually works, right? So, if you take the Siv divided by the Kri, 111 divided by 106, times 3, do you get something useful? Anyone?
111
Divided by 103?
111, no, divided by 105, by 106, by pi, by cave, divided by cav, times 3, you get 3.14, etc., which is very close to the value of pi. That was the Grosvart, yes. It was you take the ksiv and you divide it by the kri, because that's the pasuk they learned pi from.
How did he do division without a calculator?
Right, he didn't need a calculator. Give me a break. The Gra could do a lot more than that without a calculator. Trust me. The fact that Gra could divide 111 by 106 and multiply by 3 without a calculator is an insult to the Gra's knowledge of mathematics. He could do a lot more than that without a calculator. That's not even talking about what he could do in Torah. The Gra was, they say he was an accomplished mathematician, you know. They say he invented new mathematical theorems that were used by the mathematicians. Whether he did or not, he easily could have because he was a math genius. He was probably an everything genius, but he cared about math. He didn't necessarily care about everything.
Wasn't it when he was in the bathroom?
It could be, you know, could be. I mean, he didn't need to bring math books to the bathroom either. I assume he could figure out all of math and Misvara. Meaning math, you can figure out Misvara. You don't need books, right? There are certain things you might need books, but I assume the Gra wouldn't need any books to learn all of math. It's just obvious. If you're the Gra. Okay, in any case, back to us who are not the Gra. So here you have a fundamental problem, which is, why does the Gemara say less than a gris of a kesem they weren't gozer on? Why weren't they gozer on a kesem if less than a gris? What does the Gemara say? What's macholus?
Louse.
Yes, because it could be a crust. Remember, in the old days, they had lice all the time. And they were always crushed lice. The Gemara says if there would be gozer on any kesem, no woman would ever sleep with her husband, which would mean we wouldn't be here today, right? Because every woman always had little red stains all over, because they had lice crawling all over themselves all the time, and they would always get squashed. Okay, you can like it or not like it. That's a metzias. That's not a din. So they had lice. And therefore, they weren't gozer on on a stain less than a gris, because less than a gris, we're told of a macholus. We attribute it to a louse. One interesting thing I'll point out, which is that the Shulchan Aruch says, let's continue the Shulchan Aruch. The chol's man she'im bo kazashir, anu tolon lomer dam kinahu, anything less than a kagris, we assume is from a louse, af bish lahorga kina, even if she didn't kill a louse. She doesn't know she killed a louse, but there's always lice dying. Aval misha yesh bo kazashir, anu tolon bikina, but if it's bigger than a gris, then you can't assume it's a louse anymore. Beinim hu merubim hu aruch, doesn't matter whether it's square or long or any shape, it's just that area. Even this damel gris gogel yosu gogel mizashir. What if she finds a bean bigger than the shear of the penny? It's a little hard for us. We're not sure what species of bean they meant. What if she finds the right species of bean, and in her town the beans are 21 millimeters? Then misharinpo, she can use that bean. Why? Maybe if the beans are big in her town, the lice are also big. Or maybe just that's the gzeira the chacham made. Okay. Now. Nowadays we don't use that kula because we're not exactly sure what kind of beans they meant. So it's hard for us to know that we have a bigger bean. Even though we probably do have bigger beans. We grow everything bigger nowadays. No, we don't use that. Now, what's the fundamental problem here? Fundamental, anyone ever seen lice?
Oh, it's squishing of the blood, not the size of the louse.
Okay, anyone ever squished a louse?
Nope. You can squish a mosquito.
But a mosquito's not a louse.
Yeah, but who cares? The blood spreads out. Yeah,
no, it depends how big the animal. Lice, even after the lice suck your blood, they do suck your blood, don't they?
Well, what's blood? It's the blood of the louse or the blood of her? Like, they've been her.
It doesn't matter.
I know.
What? It doesn't matter how much blood can spread, theoretically.
Yeah, the answer is I don't. I'm not sure. Like, I've squished. Here's my problem. I've squished a lot of lice in my days. But, whether or not I squished them on Shabbos is already philosophical. If you promised not to tell on me, I don't squish that on Shabbos, but please don't tell on me. Don't think that I'm a Dernish. They don't, like, how big are lice? Lice are very small. Lice are very small. They don't have that much blood.
I don't think even a mosquito has that much blood. Mosquitoes are bigger than mice.
Bed bugs are bigger.
What?
Bed bugs?
Bed bugs are pish-pish. That's a different part of the Shulchan Aruch.
They spread.
Yes, bed bugs are bigger. But that's the fundamental problem. You look at the Piskei Tshuva test, Ayin Sefer Yireim, Simukuf Tzadi Veiz, Shekosov Da'anan Lo Bekiyam Shira Gris. We're not sure about this gris. Hilchot Tzorot Lizorbik Sam Lefi Shikol Adas. She'ein Da Macholas Rabba. You have to be careful. After all, our lice aren't so big. Uve'inyan Shu Roa She'ein Aroi Litlos. Ayin Sham. And if you see it's bigger than a louse, you have to be machmir, says the Yireim, or at least that's what he seems to say. It's a little hard to read the Yireim. It's not exactly sure what he means. But what he seems to mean is that, like, I don't know anything, I don't know where Chazal got this gris from. Who knows? Maybe they had different kinds of lice in their days. I mean, not so crazy. You know, I don't know. Maybe they like a different species they called lice in their days that was common. But the lice we have nowadays are very small. So you can only be told of the size of our modern day louse.
But if you're going to change anyways, wouldn't it make sense to not do this? Because we don't have...
So that was in the days of the Urayim. If the Urayim's going to say you can only be told in his louse, then nowadays, maybe we shouldn't be able to be told at all. Right? That gets a little tricky. The Lechem v'Simla, which maybe I should have zeros for you, but I didn't. He says, no, the shear of a gris wasn't supposed to be one louse. The shear of a gris, even though they keep talking about a louse, they don't mean dafka. They mean that's how many a bunch of lice together, how big a bunch of lice together could be. So they estimated like the biggest bunch of lice that you could have in one place. And that's where they got a gris from. So he says that still works. Okay, well, getting late, maybe we'll have to come back to this, but the action starts. You understand, the problem the Rishonim and Achronim had is very similar to the question we have. Their question was, how could you be told us such a big shear? Our lice are small. Nowadays, what would we ask? How can you be told that any shear? Our lice are non-existent. We don't have lice nowadays. Sometimes kids get lice and mommies and daddies. Get lice in their hair. Okay, but we don't have body lice nowadays. We don't have body hair lice nowadays. We don't have lice in our pubic hair nowadays. We don't have, you know, like, it doesn't make sense. Like, just because someone might have lice in their hair, that's not going to explain. That's not going to help, right? Not to mention the fact that we know nowadays when you don't have lice. Like, it's not really a tlea. Like, if you know you don't have lice, you don't have lice. If you don't have kids, you probably don't have lice. If you have kids, it's a different ballgame. And if you think that's the hard part of having kids, you're in for a rude surprise. That's the easy part. So that's the fundamental question. So we have to figure out what's the answer to that question. That will have a lot of nafkaminas. Okay, we're not going to be able to finish up this sugya today. This sugya is not going to be found in the Beis Yosef. Right, the Beis Yosef is just going to deal with the hairs, etc. This is going to be the discussion of Piskei Tshuva here. So we'll pick up, what day is that today? We'll pick up Sunday in Mirtz Hashem with finishing up the discussion of how this lice thing is relevant in days when their lice were small, and parallel, more relevant, how and if this lice thing is relevant nowadays. We don't have lice at all. And then we will continue, Mirtz Hashem, with the next few se'ifim in this simon. I will point out that the ikar of this, it's a long simon. It's a very long simon. But the most important part of this simon is se'ifim aleph through yud aleph, except for the ketanah things that we already did. There's a lot of fascinating things. I mean, some are very technical, some are fascinating lumdus. But the lemaisa parts of the siman are basically through Sif Yud Aleph, so make sure to spend extra time on that. Afterwards, many of the things are a little less lemaisa, or rarely lemaisa. But Aleph Yud Aleph is really key of Maisa Mechol Yom, of like that's what a lot of psak is based on nowadays. So spend a lot of time on that, and we'll pick up Amir Tzashem next week. Someone remind me to bring new markers to the room. No, that's not what I meant.